Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Tuesday the 22nd of March 2011. All of the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So the BlackBerry Playbook has got its UK release date. By mistake. Yes, there was a presentation going on. The HTC Flyer was mentioned at the 3 Network, and the BlackBerry Playbook was also mentioned on 3 Network, or as Wi-Fi only, and it's coming out in June. June 2011, I presume, because they didn't put a year on it. When it gets here, it's supposed to be rather dandy. It's supposed to be rather good. I will have a play, but I doubt they're going to make me buy one. Sprint has also released a BlackBerry 4G Playbook portal. It's a front end that kind of acts like a shop, I guess. You can buy books on there, you can do things with your photos and all that kind of stuff. But the suggestion is that this means that it's definitely on for a release in summer, but also that it could be coming out with a WiMAX version sooner rather than later. Now, Ford make the most advanced in-car system you can possibly find with the Ford Sync. It's not here in the UK. It will be coming out, but not until 2012. They've announced, though, that in 2012, every one of its cars will have a DAB radio. It's only taken about 8 years for them to catch up to the DAB technology, which is pretty poor to start with. I've got a DAB in my car. Never use it anymore. Pile of crap. Talking of piles of crap, Firefox 4 is out today. The official release is there. Mozilla have gone to all extensive lengths to make sure that there's tons of beta testing. And when I beta tested it, I thought it was a piece of crap. So I won't be getting it. I've gone to Chrome. The reason I've gone to Chrome is for the Flash thing, because here's a really good thing. Remember about the Flash vulnerability we told you about at the end of last week? Well, Google's gone ahead and patched it itself in the Chrome browser. Adobe haven't even come out with a solution yet, but they've gone ahead and done it anyway, which is another reason why you should be using Chrome. It's significantly better. Although it's not all rosy in the garden for them, because France has fined them €100,000 for the Street View privacy violations. €100,000 is kind of like a penny judgment, I would have guessed, for most of the rest of us in a court for Google. But it would seem that driving around with a camera in a car is not apparently legal and then posting it on the net. So that's about 50,000 users on Flickr who are now currently in violation of privacy laws. I don't think so. You drive around in public, you're fair game. T-Mobile is going to carry the LG G Slate. They need a better title for that one. It's going to be $529 with a 2-year contract. What a ridiculous price, what a ridiculous device, and what a ridiculous service they're offering. When are people going to realise you've got to compete on price if you want to beat the iPad? And this just is not it. Apple is suing Amazon for the App Store trademark as an infringement. I am so tired of people thinking that they own the word Facebook, App Store. Oh, I'm annoyed. Don't talk to me about it, all right? In other Apple news, their stringent practices of screening applications has fallen slightly awry because they failed to capture the Gay Cure app. Yes, this is an application that's gone through Apple that if you're gay and you're not really comfortable with the idea, then there's an app for that. You can download it and hey presto, you won't be gay any longer. Good God. Get a grip, Apple. Come on. And finally in Apple news, why are most iPads being returned? Apple did a survey and looked through all of the reasons that they were coming back because they wanted to look for hardware and see if there was an R&D issue that they need to deal with. Apparently, the top answer for Apple for returned iPad 2s this weekend was, wife says no. I love that. And Banana TV is showing up in the App Store as well. If you want to go and get it, it's fantastic. It's only going to cost you $7.99 if you want it, and it'll stream images and video from any iPad, iPhone or iPod Touch running 4.2 or higher, all the way to your Mac and back again. It'll go any direction you like, and it looks fantastic, and I'll be buying it today. No fear. And finally, the very last story of the day is one that's going to make you want to hurl. I'm sorry, but I have to show you the picture. Alcatel is launching a royal wedding phone. God, I want to be sick. It's not bad enough that we've got Royal Dalton plates that are going to have crap pictures of these two on it. They've got a phone. It's got a really bad Union Jack a la Austin Powers on the front. And when the startup screen starts, there's a picture of Kate and William looking lovingly at each other. Oh, good thing is it's only £15 on pay-as-you-go, so you won't feel too bad when you buy one of these and stick it under the wheel of your car and drive over it. Yes. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back again tomorrow with a roundup of the previous 24 hours news as normal. Don't forget, if you're in a queue for an iPad on Friday, then send us your email address and your Skype account and we may be calling you. Make sure you're on the Apple Wi-Fi, eh? Have a good day and thanks for listening.